As we find ourselves in a world flipped upside down, with an uncertain future of when life will return back to normal, as the Jewish people, we have the exciting opportunity to turn a new page as we begin a new Sefer of Chumash, Sefer Vayikra. Granted, it won't be in a shul. Granted, it won't be with a minyan. Granted, it won't be with the Sefer Torah. But we could still look to this coming week's parsha as a source of chizik for us. The Medrash notes an interesting choice of words in the very second pasuk of the Sefer, of the parsha. The pasuk reads, "Adam ki yakriv mikem karban la'Hashem." Man will bring a karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is the word Adam used instead of the word Ish? Both words are entirely appropriate, but the Torah had to choose one. So why was the word Adam chosen over the word Ish? The Medrash Tanchum explains that the word Adam is an allusion to Adam HaRishon and the original Chet. Every sin that we do is a reminder of the original sin. Every Avera that we do is an outgrowth of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. The Baal Shem Tov explains that this is the meaning of Avera Goreres Avera. Every sin was generated by a previous sin, dating back to the first sin in history, the eating from the Eitz HaDa'as. And in turn, every karban that we bring is a kapara, not only for our sins, but it also serves as a kapara for the sin of Adam HaRishon. As we try to rectify our own life, our own flaws, our own misgivings, we must bear in mind that we also are rectifying the source of all sin, the chait of Adam v'Chava. So in order to appreciate the tikkun of the chait, we must understand the chait itself. What was the Eitz HaDa'as? What was the eating of the Eitz HaDa'as? Which fruit was on the tree of knowledge? Which fruit was on the Eitz HaDa'as? We find four different opinions in Chazal. Some say it was an esrog. Others suggest it was a te'ena, a fig. While others suggest it was a chita, it was wheat. And yet others suggest it was gefen, it was grapes, wine. In some way they are all right. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. The Eitz HaDa'as somehow was all four together. And therefore we must repair all four of these fruits. So after establishing the sin or what they ate, what was the Eitz HaDa'as, we now must understand how to rectify such a sin. How is that accomplished? Sefer Vayikra coincides with the start of Chodesh Nisan and the anticipation of Chag HaPesach. The Holy Jikover pointed out a remez to the four different views of the Eitz HaDa'as found in the words Es Chag HaMatos. The word Es Chag stands for Esrog, Te'ena, Chita, Gefen. Es is Aleph Tov, that's Esrog, Te'ena, Chag, Ches, Gimel is Chita, Gefen. Es Chag HaMatzos, the Yontif of Pesach, the Yontif of Matzos, is a tikkun somehow for the Eitz HaDa'as. In fact, the gematria of Eitz HaDa'as is 639, which is the same exact gematria as Chometz and Seor. Chometz is Chometz and Seor is the yeast. So the Eitz HaDa'as was the Chometz and the Seor, the Eitz Hara, that which we're trying to get rid of. And the way to rectify it is by eating the right things at the right time. And all of that begins with the Yom Tov Pesach. On Seder night, we eat matzah to correct the eating of the chita. Additionally, we drink four cups of wine at the Seder in order to remedy the gefen. And moving on to Shavuos, which is the time of Bikurim, we rectify the te'ena. The te'ena symbolizes Bikurim as it's found in the Mishnah. Haroa te'ena shebach, where you find that the fig is its first fruit of the season. Korech ala gemi, you tie around it a little string. Te'ena represents Bikurim, that's Shavuos. And finally, Sukkis, for obvious reasons, is the remedy to the Esrog. The final pasuk of the Parsha tells us that V'chaper alav ha'kohen, lefnei Hashem v'nislach lo. V'chi peralav akarin lefnei Hashem v'nislach lo. The Kohen is going to bring a kabara and we're going to be forgiven. That when we bring karbanos, we will get a full forgiveness. The word nislach in nislach lo, the very end of the parsha, has the same exact gematria as Pesach, 148. As Pesach is the beginning of the slicha process, it's the beginning of the renewal time, the beginning of starting all anew, turning over a new leaf. In these trying times, we have what to fix from the past and what to look forward to in the future. We must reflect on our mistakes as well as the mistakes of our ancestors. But we must move forward in celebrating the month of Nisan, the Yom Tov of Pesach, and ultimately the final redemption. We should be zocha to see the end of this Eish Tzara, as we hope and pray to greet Melech HaMashiach very soon, b'mheirav yameinu, amen v'amen.